This is the Internet Marketing Lounge podcast with Peter Twist.
The Internet Marketing Lounge podcast.
Bringing marketers and great ideas together.
Hello and welcome. This time we discover what domain name speculation and domain flipping is. Also, we have an interesting article for those of you who think you're not good enough. So domain name speculation is the practice of purchasing domain names with the intention of reselling them for a profit. Speculators often look for names that are catchy, relevant to trending topics, or likely to be sought after in the future. This can involve registering new domains, buying existing ones from current owners, or investing in domains that have expired. Here, Joanna explains more.
Have you ever wondered how some people make money from internet domain names? The practice of domain name speculation is all about buying and registering these names with the hope of selling them later at a higher price. This is often referred to as domaining. The idea is simple. Purchase a domain now, hold onto it, and sell it later for a profit. Some speculators flip domains quickly, while others hold them long-term, anticipating that their value will increase over time. Now, let's clarify something important. Domain name speculation is not the same as cybersquatting. Cybersquatting involves registering domain names that are similar to well-known trademarks or brands with the intent to profit from someone else's reputation. This can lead to serious issues like phishing attacks or brand impersonation. On the other hand, ethical domain name speculation means buying domains that do not infringe on existing trademarks. While domain name speculation can be a legitimate business practice, it is crucial to distinguish it from cybersquatting. Companies that understand these differences can better protect their intellectual property and maintain a strong online presence. By monitoring domain registrations, taking legal action against bad faith registrations, and managing their domain portfolios, businesses can safeguard their brands effectively.
Thanks, Joanna. So now let's expand with the advantages of domain name speculation. Registering a domain name is usually inexpensive, often costing anywhere from $10 to $20 per year. This makes it accessible for anyone looking to invest, even with a limited budget. Some domain names can sell for thousands or even millions of dollars. For example, names like business.com or insurance.com have fetched enormous sums. If you manage to acquire a desirable name, the return on investment can be significant. As more businesses and individuals establish an online presence, the demand for unique and memorable domain names continues to rise. This trend can create opportunities for speculators. Once you own a domain, you have control over it. You can choose to hold onto it for as long as you want, develop it into a website, or sell it at any time. This flexibility allows for strategic decision-making based on market trends. If you acquire a domain that aligns with a popular brand or emerging trend, you may attract interested buyers who see the value in a strong online identity. If a domain is generating traffic, you can monetize it through methods like affiliate marketing, advertisements, or by developing a simple website. This can create a passive income stream while you wait for a potential sale. Now on to some of the pitfalls of domain name speculation. The domain name market can be unpredictable. Trends can change quickly, and a domain you think will be valuable may not attract buyers when you decide to sell. Many individuals and companies are involved in domain speculation, making it a highly competitive field. Finding unique or desirable names becomes increasingly difficult, and prices can be driven up by competing buyers. While initial registration costs are low, renewal fees can accumulate over time, especially if you hold onto multiple domains. If a domain doesn't sell, these fees can cut into potential profits. There's a risk of infringing on trademarks if you register domain names that are similar to existing brands. This could lead to legal disputes or loss of the domain, resulting in financial loss and wasted effort. Not every domain name will sell, and some may never reach a desirable market value. Speculators risk losing their investment if they cannot find a buyer. Successful domain speculation requires ongoing research and monitoring of market trends. This can be time-consuming, especially as you search for valuable names and assess their potential. Now here's Gavin to give us some best practices for domain name speculation.
Thanks, Peter. Number one, research and trend analysis. Stay informed about industry trends, emerging technologies, and popular keywords. Tools like Google Trends, social media platforms, and market analysis can provide insights into what type of names might be in demand. Number two, focus on quality. Aim for short, memorable, and easy-to-spell domain names. Avoid using numbers and hyphens, as these can be confusing for users. Number three, diversification. Consider acquiring a bouquet of domain name extensions, for example, .com, .net, .org, as a kind of cluster related to the industries or niches you've chosen. This diversification will help you mitigate risks and increase your chances of finding a buyer. Number four, utilize domain marketplaces where you'll find people already searching. Platforms like Cedo, Flippa, and GoDaddy Auctions can help you buy and sell domains. These marketplaces provide exposure to potential buyers and, of course, can facilitate quick transactions. And that's what you want. Number five, consider your branding. Think about how the domain name fits into the broader context of branding. Names that resonate with specific industries or niches may have more long-term value. Number six, stay legal. Ensure that your domain registration doesn't infringe on existing trademarks. Conduct thorough research and consider consulting legal advice if necessary. For example, the name Amazon is very close to Amazon, and the chances are if you tried to register that as a trading platform, they would come after you. Back to you, Peter.
Thanks, Gavin. You can potentially make money with domain name speculation, but it's important to understand the risks and challenges involved. Here are some key points to consider. Successful domain speculators often research market trends, keywords, and popular topics to identify valuable domain names that may appreciate over time. Short, catchy, and easy-to-remember domain names tend to be more valuable. Look for names that are brandable and have potential commercial appeal. While .com domains are traditionally the most valuable, other extensions like .net, .org, or newer ones like .io might also have value depending on the niche. The goal is to purchase domain names at a low price and sell them at a higher price. This requires patience, as finding the right buyer can take time. Familiarize yourself with domain marketplaces like GoDaddy, Cedo, and Flippa, where you can buy and sell domains. Be cautious about trademark names or brand names, as purchasing such domains can lead to legal issues. Like any investment, there are risks involved. Not all domain names will sell, and the market can be unpredictable. Overall, while it's possible to make money through domain name speculation, success often depends on research, timing, and market understanding. Domain name speculation can be an exciting and potentially profitable venture, but it requires careful consideration, research, and strategic planning. By understanding the advantages and pitfalls, aspiring speculators can make informed decisions and navigate the complexities of the domain name market effectively. It's essential to treat it like any investment, with caution, diligence, and a willingness to learn. Okay, that's domain name speculation. Next, we talk about buying and flipping domains. Before that, though, have you ever thought that you're not good enough or not clever enough? Well, have a listen to our series on famous failures.
Stupid. Failure. No good. Idiot. Albert Einstein heard all these phrases about himself and more. Growing up was tough for young Albert. He didn't express himself well and struggled in school. Even his teachers gave up on him, deciding that he was impossible to teach. Those around him considered him mentally retarded, and no one thought he would ever make anything of himself. This doesn't sound like an auspicious beginning for someone who is considered to be one of the greatest geniuses of all time, does it? Einstein seemed to meet failure at every turn. He wished to attend the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology, but had to take the entrance exam twice before he was admitted. Even then, his troubles weren't over. His teachers laughed at his ideas, calling his doctoral dissertation irrelevant and fanciful. After college, no one thought much about him. He worked in a patent office, a situation which turned out to be perfect because the work was so mindless he had plenty of time to think. And think he did. A lot. Albert Einstein used his extra time to work out several theories. In fact, he became so caught up in his ideas, he grew absent-minded and oblivious to the world around him. In the grand scheme of things, maybe it didn't matter quite so much whether he forgot to wear socks with his shoes. The important thing was what he developed, what he created in those deep thoughts. From the theory of relativity to every theory that came after, it soon became evident that Albert Einstein's thoughts were considerable. So much so that he became a professor himself, and even won the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1921. Imagine what his critics had to say about him then. From Albert Einstein, we should learn not to let the world define us. No one truly knows what you're capable of, but you. Even if you don't always express your ideas well, it doesn't mean those ideas don't have merit. Albert Einstein is also an excellent example of what it means to do your own thing. His ideas didn't mesh with the way people typically thought about the world. Even in his lifetime, not everyone saw things his way. This didn't stop him from expressing himself and standing by what he said. So, be smart like Einstein. Don't be afraid to share your ideas with the world. More importantly, never let anyone else tell you what you can do. That's for you to show them.
Well, I hope that gave you a bit of inspiration. We'll have another famous failure next time. Right, next we enter the world of domain flipping. Domain flipping is a practice within the realm of domain name speculation where individuals buy domain names with the intention of quickly reselling them at a higher price.
So what is site flipping? Well, here's the premise. Buying and selling websites is one component of an overall business plan that embraces the internet for generating diverse and profitable revenue streams. Like brick and mortar real estate flipping, the process is similar, except it all takes place virtually on the web. Websites like houses can be worth untold amount of money, especially those with built-in audiences and a lot of traffic. You're basically buying a business and then selling it, and like the process you'd use with a house, you'd want to fix the place up and in this case optimize the site and sell it to the highest bidder. Virtual real estate can be a highly lucrative asset that when leveraged appropriately as part of a plan can mirror and exceed the real world industry in terms of the gains. The beauty of this process is that as a motivated entrepreneur, you don't have to worry about a physical location and the associated liabilities and costs because they're all based online. And unless you're already at the top of your game, websites are far less cheaper than buying a physical parcel of real estate. We're talking maybe a few hundred dollars. Now, there are a lot of techniques to successfully make a potential website for a purchase. There are so many sites out there that have massive amounts of traffic, but the owner has never attempted to monetize them. Traffic means money, which is the bottom line when it comes to running an online business. An advantage of buying websites is that you purchase the site with the traffic built in. The task then usually carries on by using search engine optimization techniques to drive more traffic, outfitting the site with AdSense ads to monetize that traffic, and tying in affiliate marketing offers in the form of banners or links to other landing pages. For the last technique, this can't just be implemented without a plan and an idea of what kind of traffic and niche the site is in. Formulating a strategy takes into account of your goals as an affiliate tie is important. Like assessing a brick and mortar establishment or a house, location is essential to the niche. What type of affiliate marketing campaigns have you ran or are you interested in running? What niches are the most successful or profitable? The best niches are usually building wealth, relationships, or weight loss products. There are no hard and fast rules, though, when it comes to picking a niche. Analyzing websites in a particular niche is helpful to energize a campaign in progress. Some sites need not be directly related, but then can be tangibly relevant to products that you may already be selling. The bottom line is that the entrepreneur must have a plan on how purchasing a website will figure into an overarching strategy for a web business.
On the face of it, this sounds similar to domain name speculation, but here some people buy a full website with the aim of improving it, then selling, or just holding on to it if it's generating a revenue. Now Gavin's here again to tell us some of the advantages of domain flipping.
Thanks, Peter.
Number one, potential for high returns. Successful domain flips can yield significant profits. Some domains sell for thousands or even millions of dollars if they're particularly desirable or relevant to current trends. Number two, low initial investment. The cost to register a domain is generally low, often only ranging from $10 to $20 per year. This makes it a relatively low-risk investment for those looking to enter the market. Number three, growing online demand. With the increased number of businesses and individuals establishing an online presence, the demand for unique and memorable domain names continues to grow. This trend can lead to more opportunities for flippers. Number four, flexibility and control. Domain flippers have the freedom to hold on to domains for as long as they wish, waiting for the right buyer or market conditions. They can also choose to develop domains into websites or simply park them for resale. Number five, passive income opportunities. Flippers can generate passive income by monetizing their domains through advertising or affiliate marketing while they hold them, thereby enhancing their investment. Number six, branding potential. Acquiring and flipping domains that align with popular brands or emerging trends can attract buyers looking to establish a strong online identity.
Thanks, Gavin. So now let's look at some of the pitfalls of domain flipping. While initial registration costs are low, domains must be renewed annually. Holding on to multiple domains can lead to significant ongoing costs, especially if they don't sell quickly. Successfully flipping domains requires ongoing research, monitoring of market trends, and marketing efforts to attract buyers. This can be time-consuming and may not guarantee success. Not every domain will sell, and some may sit unsold for extended periods. Flippers risk having domains that do not appreciate in value or attract buyers. Now some best practices. Stay informed about current industry trends, popular keywords, and market shifts. Tools like Google Trends, social media, and SEO tools can help identify valuable domains. Acquire a variety of domain types and extensions, for example, .com, .net, .org, to spread risk and increase your chances of finding a buyer. Utilize platforms like GoDaddy Auctions, Sedo, and Flippr to list and sell domains. These marketplaces provide exposure to potential buyers and streamline the selling process. Consider how the domain fits into the broader context of branding. Names that resonate with specific industries or market niches are more likely to attract interest. Ensure that your domain registrations do not infringe on existing trademarks. Conduct thorough research before acquiring a domain to avoid legal complications. So to conclude, domain flipping can be a lucrative venture, but it requires careful planning, market knowledge, and strategic execution. While there are significant advantages, including the potential for high returns and low entry costs, there are also considerable risks and challenges involved. While flipping domains can be lucrative, it requires research, market knowledge, and sometimes a bit of luck. With the right approach, many have found success in this domain investment strategy. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this short introduction to domain name speculation and flipping. We've only just scratched the surface of what's possible, so I advise you to head over to tutorialswithatwist.com, as I have a full training course, which I think you'll like. Until next time, this is Peter Twist saying thanks for listening, and our contributors, Gavin and Joanna.
This is the Internet Marketing Lounge podcast with Peter Twist.
The Internet Marketing Lounge podcast.
Bringing marketers and great ideas together.